Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Sunny day ahead of us, 9:04 on this Thursday. Good morning. I'm Jim O'Hara with Quad Cities NPR, WVIK News. As Hy-Vee prepares to close three locations in Davenport, Cedar Rapids, and Waterloo, local communities have won some concessions. IPR Zachary Oren-Smith.
In 1 month, Hy-Vee will close three stores in eastern Iowa. Since the announcement, leaders have been working with the company about how to ease this transition, an effort that seems to have won some concessions. According to an email obtained by IPR News, Hy-Vee will shuttle people from these areas to other Hy-Vee locations. It will offer free grocery and pharmacy delivery in those areas, and it will also increase its contribution to the local emergency food system. The grocery chain has not said how long these will remain in effect. State Representative Sammy Sheets says he remains disappointed in the closures, but he thanked the company for taking steps to ease that transition. Hy-Vee says the three locations did not meet financial expectations over the past years. All three are set to close in a month. I'm Zachary Oren-Smith, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather today, sunny and high near 81. Overnight, increasing clouds, low of 62. For Friday, 100% chance of precipitation with showers and thunderstorms likely, high 78. And then for the weekend, Saturday, sunny and 76. Showers again on Sunday, up to 72. And Monday, Memorial Day, slight chance of showers up to 73 degrees. On Think, originalism is a legal argument that we should follow the Constitution to the letter. Living that out is quite a conundrum. Hear about that at noon today on Think, right here on WVIK.